These are the sounds of an internationally known dance company which has performed at New York's historic Apollo Theater and Washington, D.C.'s Kennedy Center. But on this particular morning, a half dozen members of Ballet Hispanico are dancing in the gym at Carpinteria High School. It's part of a more than decade-old program which represents the cultural heritage of the region by taking Hispanic music and dance into Santa Barbara County's schools and community centers.
Viva el Arte de Santa Barbara is a collaboration to bring music and dance to neighborhoods and neighborhood venues throughout Santa Barbara County. So we are trying to make this available for people who would not be able to have it any other way or would not know about it any other way, and that really includes all of us. We believe in arts access for all.
Kathy Oliverson is education director for UC Santa Barbara's Arts and Lectures. She says the program uses grants and donations to fund visits by world-class artists. But the target is more than children, it's their parents as well.
Each artist visit is several days. They spend time going to schools, performing in assemblies or teaching classes. They also go to Los Pretos Camp and Juvenile Hall. Some of the residences, for example, with People's Self-Help Housing or City of Santa Barbara Housing Authority.
The bleachers in the gym at Carpinteria High School are packed for this performance. Three pairs of dancers glide across the gym floor with twists, turns, and dips. Principal Gerardo Cornejo says except for students who are taking tests, the entire student body is on hand for this cultural experience.
The important thing is for students to see the world out there. Some of them have never left our community, to be exposed to the culture that it surrounds us, that makes us unique, that makes us who we are, and makes us a strong country. And I think the important thing is for students to be encouraged to participate, to want to go out and explore, want to go out and become a better person, and want to go out there and learn who they are.
Many of the students say they're moved by the experience.
Body language is actually a form of communication, and seeing them, especially with like Carpinteria High School, where we have a large population of Hispanic people, we were able to like see more of the idea of Latin America.
I guess it just spoke to people because just conveyed emotion. Made me wonder, is it too late to start trying to learn ballet like this?
Ballet Hispanico Artistic Director Eduardo Valero says they're proud to mix in educational tours like this with traditional theater performances.
This is actually our favorite thing to do. Ballet Hispanico was founded on the principle of education. The founder, Tina Ramirez, started with a group of students and they became professionals. Ballet Hispanico has that unique thing that this is what we love to do. Although we are, you know, we've been at the Kennedy Center, we travel all over. There's something much more that we get back from this kind of audience.
Dancer Shelby Colonna says as a teen, she never saw performances like this, so she's excited to share the art form with other Hispanic teens.
Well, I grew up in Texas, I grew up in the suburbs, and it's, you don't get exposed to that much, you know? You are exposed to what you're in school, and then social media obviously has a huge impact on our lives now.
If you've never heard of the Viva program, don't be surprised. They have some community events largely through schools, but they don't sell tickets. What they do is free. Viva's Kathy Oliverson.
There are 65 performances in a year. This one is around 80 because we have this special residence with Ballet Hispanico, and we reach between 15 and 19,000 people a year. It's all about access, so everything happens in a community venue. There are also community outreach coordinators who are working with groups, working through clinics, working through schools to make sure that students and their parents know what's available.
The troupe is busy with performances at Hollister and Isla Vista schools today and community dance concerts Saturday night at Guadalupe City Hall and Sunday night at Marjorie Luke Theater in Santa Barbara. In Carpinteria, Matt Sorosco, KCLU News.